HarperCollins presents Below Ground by Michael Wood. Read by Stephanie Beatty. Prologue. From The Hangman's Hold by Lionel Miller. Chapter 6, Nemesis. Before my first meeting with Steve Harrison, I made two lists. The first consisted of the things I thought were important to discover about him. The second was full of things I thought were important to him. I'd read a great deal of news reports about Steve, so knew of his past, his route into joining South Yorkshire Police, and his fall from grace, the murders he committed in 2017, and his role in the atrocity of Sheffield in 2019, which left dozens of innocent people dead. There was one person who was the centre of both of these acts, and I wanted to know how important Detective Chief Inspector Matilda Dark was to Steve Harrison. However, I didn't want to bring her up straight away. I wanted to allow her to linger in the background while I got an essence of Steve and his makeup. I didn't have to wait long before Matilda's name was mentioned. Steve spoke it within 5 minutes of our first meeting. I didn't ask him to elucidate, and continued with my own set of questions to discover the information I've mentioned in the first few chapters of this book. I kept Matilda firmly on the back burner, all the time making a mental note of the number of times Steve referenced her. She has played an enormous part in his life, despite the fact I doubt they spent more than half an hour in each other's company and exchanged more than a dozen words. What is it about this woman that has had such a deeply disturbing and profound effect on him? I went into our fifth meeting with the sole purpose of spending the hour talking about Matilda Dark. And when I sat down, I looked up at his blank face. Steve is a very difficult person to read. He's mastered the art of deception. This blank canvas is perfect for spotting the telltale signs of interest. I looked Steve in the eye and said, "I'd like to talk to you about Matilda Dark." This was the moment Steve allowed his guard to slip. It was only the briefest of slips, and he soon returned to the stoic, calm, almost laissez-faire attitude he'd become skilled at. But in those few seconds, I saw Steve's pupils dilate. I saw the twitch at the corner of his left eye. I saw him lick his lips and swallow. He was excited. "When did you first meet Matilda Dark?" "I knew Matilda Dark before I met her."
"How?"
"Her name was well known around the station. She was an exceptional detective. She was in charge of an elite unit. She was given all the best cases to solve, and she had a very high success rate."
"You wanted to be on this team?"
"Absolutely."
"Did you want to be Matilda Dark?"
I don't think Steve was expecting me to ask this question, and it was a while before he replied.
"Eventually. I was prepared to pay my dues and work my way up the ranks from a lowly PC. It was the route Matilda had taken."
"So you wanted to follow her journey?"
"Yes. I'm not afraid of hard work."
"Can you remember when you first set eyes on Matilda Dark?"
"Oh, yes. Absolutely," he said with a surreptitious smile. "It was at a murder scene at a house in Greystones. I was standing in front of a cordoned-off area to keep the braying public at bay, and Matilda arrived. She showed me her ID, and I made a note of her name and rank, lifted the crime scene tape for her, and she thanked me and headed for the house."
"That was the first time you saw and spoke to her?"
"Yes."
"What did you think of her?"
"I thought she was wonderful."
"What was wonderful about her?"
"Her mind, her attitude, her rank, her demeanour. She was the face of violent crime within South Yorkshire Police. She was respected."
"Did you ever work alongside her?"
"Many times," he said with a wistful smile.
"Can you tell me about them?"
"I attended a 999...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?